Sri Sai Satcharitra, The Wonderful Life and Teachings of Sri Sai Baba, Chapter 37, Chavadi Procession. In this chapter, Hemant Pant, after making some preliminary observations on some points of Vedanta, describes the Chavadi Procession. Om Sri Sai. Preliminary. Blessed is Sai's life for his devotees. Blessed is his daily routine. His ways and actions are indescribable. Sometimes he was intoxicated with Brahmanand, that is divine bliss, and at other times completely self-absorbed. While doing so many things at the same time, he was yet unconcerned with them. Though he seemed at times quite inactive, he was not idle or dozing. He was always abide in his own self. Though he looked calm and placid as the sea, he was deep and unfathomable. Who can describe his ineffable nature? He regarded men as brothers, women as sisters and mothers. He was a perfect celibate, as everyone knows. May the knowledge we got in his company last long unto death. Let us ever serve him with wholehearted devotion to his feet. Let us see him, that is God, in all beings, and let us constantly remember his name. Hemant Pant, after making some lengthy dissertations on some topic of Vedanta, which he himself considered as a digression, goes on to describe the Chavadi Procession. Om Sri Sai. Chavadi Procession. Baba's dormitory has been already described. One day he slept in the masjid on the next in the Chavadi near the masjid. He slept in the masjid and in the Chavadi on alternate days. This alternate sleeping at both these places went on till Baba's Mahasamadhi. From 10th December 1909, devotees began to offer regular worship to Baba in the Chavadi. This we will now describe with his grace. When the day of retiring to the Chavadi came, people flocked to the masjid and did bhajan in the mandap, that is courtyard, for a few hours. Behind them was a beautiful panicue, to the right of Tulsi Vrindavan, and in front Baba adored his seat, and there were the devotees singing bhajan. Men and women who had a liking for the bhajan came in time. Some took tal, chiplis and kartal, mridanga, kanjiri and ghol, all musical instruments in their hands, and conducted the bhajan. Sai Baba was the magnet who drew all the devotees to him. Outside in the open, some trimmed their daivatyas, that is torches, some decorated the planikvi, some stood with cane sticks in their hands and hailed victory to Baba. The corners were decorated with buntings. In the masjid, rows of burning oil lamps shed their light. Baba's horse, Shyamakarna, stood fully decorated outside. Then Tatya Patil came with a group of men to Baba and asked him to be ready. Baba sat quiet in his place till Tatya came and helped him to get up by putting his arm under Baba's arm. Tatya called Baba by the name of Mama, that is maternal uncle. Really, their relationship was extremely intimate. Baba wore on his body the usual kafni, took his satka, that is short stick, under his armpit, and after taking his chilem, that is tobacco pipe and tobacco, and placing a cloth over his shoulder, became ready to start. Then Tatya placed a golden embroidered beautiful shila, that is shawl, over his body. After this, Baba himself put a few fuel sticks into the dhuni to keep it alive, and with his right hand extinguished the lamp burning near the dhuni, and then started for the Chavadi. Then all sorts of musical instruments, band and horns, etc., gave out different sounds, and fireworks exhibited various colored views. Men and women singing Baba's name started walking, doing bhajan to the accompaniment of mridanga and veena. Some danced with joy and some carried various flags. The baldas announced Baba's name when he came on the steps of the masjid. On the two sides of Baba stood persons who held chamaras and others who fanned Baba. On the way were spread folds of cloth which Baba walked on, being supported by devotees' hands. Tatya Patil held the left hand of Mahalaspati, the right, and Bapu Sahib Jog held chatra, that is umbrella, over his head. In this fashion, Baba marched on to the Chavadi. The fully decorated horse named Shyamakarna led the way, and behind him were all the carriers, waiters, musical players and crowd of devotees. Harinam, that is the name of the Lord, was being chanted to the accompaniment of music, as also the name of Sai. In this manner, the procession reached the corner, and everyone who joined this party seemed pleased and delighted. On reaching to this corner, Baba stood facing the Chavadi and shone with a peculiar aura. It seemed as if the face of Baba took over the glory of the rising sun. Baba stood there with concentrated mind, facing the north as if he was signaling something. All the instruments played music while Baba moved his right hand up and down for some time. Kaka Saheb Deekshit at this time came forward with a silver plate containing flowers besmeared with gulal, that is red powder, and threw them on Baba's body off and on. The musical instruments played their best at this juncture, and Baba's face beamed with radiance and beauty, and all the persons viewed this luster to their heart's content. Words failed to describe the splendor of the scene. Sometimes Mahalaxmi began to dance, as if possessed by some deity, but always surprised to see that Baba's concentration was least disturbed. With a lantern in his hand, Tatya Patil walked on Baba's left side and Bhagat Mahalaxmi on the right, holding in his hand the hem of Baba's garment. What a beautiful procession, and what an expression of devotion to witness this men and women, poor and rich, flocked there. Baba walked at very slow pace. Bhaktas followed on both sides with love and devotion. With joy permeating the whole atmosphere of the place, the procession reached Chavadi. These days are gone now. Nobody can see them in the future, but by remembering and visualizing that sight, we can bring solace and ecstasy to our minds. The Chavadi was also fully decorated with good white ceiling, mirrors and many sorts of lamps. On reaching there, Tatya went ahead and spread an asan, that is seat, cushion, and placing a bolster, made Baba sit there and made him wear angarakha, that is coat. Then the devotees worshipped him in various ways. They put a crown on his head with a tuft above, placed garlands of flowers and jewels round his neck, and marked his forehead with musk-mixed vertical lines, as Vaishnava devotees do. They gazed at him for long to their heart's content. They changed his headdress now and then, held it aloft on the head, fearing that Baba might throw it away. Baba knew what the bhaktas wished for and meekly submitted to all their ways without objection. With these adornments, he looked wonderful and beautiful. Nana Saheb Nimonkar held the chatar, that is, state umbrella, with its beautiful pendants, which moved in a circle with its supporting stick. Babu Saheb Jog washed his feet in a silver dish, offered arghya and worshipped with due formalities. Then Beast made his arms with sandal paste and offered him tambul, that is betel leaves. Baba sat on the asan, that is gadi, while Tatya and others kept standing. When Baba sat on gadi, supporting himself against the bolster, devotees on both sides waved chambaras and fans. Shama then prepared the chilam and handed it over to Tatya Patil, who drew a flame out of it by inhaling a deep breath through his mouth and then gave it to Baba. After Baba had his smoke, it was given to Bhagat Mahalaxmi, and then it was passed round to all. Blessed was the inanimate chilam. It had first to undergo many ordeals of penance, such as being kneaded by pot makers, dried in the sun and burnt in the fire, and then it had the good fortune to get the contact of Baba's hands and his kiss. After this function was over, devotees put garlands of flowers around his neck and gave him scent and bunch of flowers. Baba, who was an incarnation of dispassion, cared a fig for all these necklaces of jewels and garlands of flowers and other decorations, but out of real love to his devotees, he allowed them to have their own way and to please themselves. Finally, Bapu Saheb Jog waved the aarti over Baba. Observing all formalities and the musical instruments played their auspicious tunes. When this aarti was over, the devotees returned home, one by one saluting Baba and taking his leave. When Tatya Patil, after offering chilam, attar, that is scent, and rose water, stood to depart, Baba said to him lovingly, "Guard me properly. Go, if you like, but return sometimes at night and inquire for me." On replying in the affirmative, Tatya Patil left the Chavadi and went home. Then Baba himself prepared his bed. He arranged some sheets one upon the other and, thus making his bed, went to rest. We shall also now take rest and close this chapter with a request to the readers that they should remember Baba and his Chavadi procession daily before they retire and go to bed. Bow to Sri Sai. Peace be to all.